Maroon 5, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sunday. Welcome to Wednesday morning. The home of the NRL kicks off tomorrow night. Pardon the pun. The North Queensland Toyota Cowboys kick off. I noticed yesterday, before we move on to anything else.
Yeah.
I noticed yesterday you went to the Mackay Cutters.
The press conference.
Draw yesterday.
For the team list, yeah. Yeah. Their first home game of the season. Got to get down to that.
I don't think you... I know it was the coach of the Cutters, Pup's birthday. I don't think you needed to embarrass him.
Yes, I did.
God, if you didn't see our social media account, listen to this.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, before we started the press conference, I sat on his lap and sang happy birthday to him.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, how did his voice get so high-pitched then when he said, oh, my God? But I realised that wasn't him. It was the journalist.
Yeah.
happy birthday, Pop, if you're listening, by the way. I know you are at this time of the morning. Wasn't what I was going to talk about, though. Last night.
Yeah.
You know, I like to listen to and flick around to, you know, listening to other shows on this radio station last night. Mm-hmm. Stephen Senna-Tiempo, who does our night show here on Triple M.
G'day, Steve.
Had a caller
call
through. They were talking about something. I missed the start of that particular call, to be honest.
Right.
But then at the end, I heard Stephen talking to this man. He was from Mackay.
Interesting that you said Mackay and not Mackay. I got pulled up for doing that a while back, and I've started saying Mackay since then, because Jay and Dave, who do the breakfast show in Mackay and the Wit Sundays on Triple M,
reckon it's Mackay.
Yeah.
They're Southerners.
Are they?
Yeah. They're from down south.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
As I say, I was born up here in Mackay, M-A-C-K-A-Y, Mackay.
Yeah, see, my mum was from Rocky, and she always used to say, you know a local, because they say Mackay, anybody else says Mackay. But then Jay and Dave tell me they interviewed the granddaughter of whoever Mackay was named after, and she says Mackay.
And that was a pom.
Yeah. Righto,
so
all right.
That's like a different lingo again.
I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get messages from Jay and Dave and all their listeners again. Good on you, Ralph. Thanks, mate.
You're damn straight.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Ray, now, it doesn't matter whether you're born here or not.
Yeah.
Because if you're born here and the granddaughter of John Mackay, Captain John Mackay, by the way, who was Christina Mackay Lowe's, said to us that this is how you actually pronounce it.
Oh, most definitely Mackay. My grandfather, in his older and feistier stage of his life, he sometimes refused to acknowledge what people called him when they called him Mackay. See, it's a Scottish name, and Mac means son of, and A-Y, the other part of it, is clan, so it means son of I.
Son of I.
Son of I. Is that
son
what
of
it means?
Yeah. That was the granddaughter of Captain John Mackay, Christina Mackay Lowe's.
And she was born here too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, she's saying Mackay. Why not say Mackay?
And I've been coming here literally since I was like a fetus. Because my mum is Mackay girl. So.
Yeah, and she says Mackay as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, my grandfather, who was here, was always said Mackay. Because a couple of times when I, you know, was talking about Mackay before I moved here.
Yeah.
Mackay. No.
Right.
Mackay.
Okay. Can we just put this to bed?
So, Ray, if you're listening, we know you're listening to this radio station because you're on with Stephen Senna-Tiempo last night.
Good on you, Ray.
Good morning to you.
Yeah.
You added to the breakfast show this morning. Jane Day for breakfast, 10 minutes away from 6. Triple M.